This feeling mercifully mitigates the sense of responsibility, which so easily becomes paralyzing, and it prevents us from taking ourselves and other people too seriously. It conduces to a view of life in which humor, above all, has its due place. To inquire after the meaning or object of one's own existence, or of creation generally, has always seemed to me absurd from an objective point of view. And yet everybody has certain ideals which determine the direction of his endeavors and his judgments. In this sense, I have never looked upon ease and happiness as ends in themselves. Such an ethical basis I call more proper for a herd of swine. The ideals which have lighted me on my way and time after time given me new courage to face life cheerfully have been truth, goodness, and beauty. Without the sense of fellowship with men of like mind, of preoccupation with the objective, the eternally unattainable in the field of art and scientific research, life would have seemed to me empty. The ordinary objects of human endeavor, poverty, outward success, luxury, have always seemed to me contemptible. My passionate sense of social justice and social responsibility has always contrasted oddly with my pronounced freedom from the need for direct contact with other human beings and human communities. I gang my own gate, and have never belonged to my country, my home, my friends, or even my immediate family. With my whole heart, in the face of all these ties, I have never lost an obstinate sense of detachment, of the need for solitude, a feeling which increases with the years.